internet is a weird place, and there's a lot of interesting characters that you can come across and a lot of interesting messages you can get, particularly if you're someone who has a bit of attention on them, even for little people like me and Cray.
No, know? I'm the person sending the weird messages, Fruity. I'm the one. I'm the weirdo.
Okay.
I threw a spanner in the works. Sorry about that. Wait, how weird are we speaking? What kind of messages are we? God.
Oh, I got some ones to read. I've been looking through my emails. I've been streaming since like 2013, so that's 7 years worth of emails. So I went through some of them. Did keywords to see if any of them would pop up, you know, like porn, nudes, feet, that sort of thing, and see what I get.
God.
So I've got kind of like a variety of ones that I want to that have been paraphrased on read out.
We're getting a bit spicy in here. Okay,
so you can get a bit comfy and be thankful that you know, you're not getting sent these messages. Yeah.
I'm gonna be happy I'm not getting sent these messages.
You're getting sent weird messages too.
We'll talk a little bit about that, but I'm more interested in yours, Rudy, to be honest. Because you've actually went out and found them, you know? I'm lazy.
I could never. Yeah, this is pretty typical. I write something, I'm like, maybe you could find yours too, Cray. And then, you know.
It never gets done.
You
never get a reply.
I hope you guys are enjoying the D&D episodes we've had on recently. And the five
it's been a lot
series.
Of fun.
Here's a regular episode of Shmi and Cray. Talking about things.
I hope you like it.
Yeah. No, they do. They already like it. That's the thing. It's fine.
You'll like what you're told to like.
So I hope this wasn't you. So this was this year. Mm-hmm. So 2020, this was earlier this year. It's the subject title, A Once in a Lifetime Business Deal.
Ooh.
I'm willing to give you $2.5 million, maybe more. It is up for negotiation if you will send explicit pictures and video that are very specific. What I will buy is a 1 hour long sex tape with you and Marcus.
What?
I will pay even more for a longer video. A picture of you. So there's a few, it goes into like a little bit more of a description.
Continue the description. I'm all for it.
I guess we don't really like, yeah, we don't mute anything out here, do we?
No, we go all in.
That's true. A picture of you totally nude and that picture in the mirror with your reflection. Also, you and Marcus nude with Marcus's dick and your vagina embracing each other. Also, Marcus nude in the reflection of the mirror masturbating.
Oh my
and it,
God.
In brackets, it says, please do not edit anything at all, I will know.
I bet he'll know.
Which I don't know what he thinks. That's true. I don't know. But this is going to be the most troll one I have been. I forwarded that to Marcus and he didn't really say anything. Like if he wanted to go for it or not.
Can I ask, would you do it?
No, of course not.
For $2.5 million?
No.
It's a lot of money, Fruity.
It's a lot of money, yeah.
People have done worse online.
That's true. Yeah, the things you could do for that money, with that money, I mean, there's a lot.
Set you up for life. Some people don't see $2.5 million in their life.
That's true. I shouldn't.
Not many people see a million.
That's true. I shouldn't laugh at it.
Don't laugh at this amazing offer that you can only get here today. You know what? Can I just say to the person who sent that email, send it my way. You want to see me nude, bro, for real? $2.5 million? Fuck.
Have you been offered?
I don't think anyone wants to see me naked, Fruity. No, not yet.
I'm sure there's someone.
I don't know about... let's just say you nude is going to sell a lot better than me nude.
Well, this is me and Marcus. It was a combo effort.
Yeah, they did want Marcus as well, didn't they?
Yeah, so I'm glad that he got included too. You know, it's always nice to be inclusive in these emails. So if you do want to send me troll emails, please include...
That's what kind of makes it scarily real for me.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, is how specific it was and how it had Marcus included. That's what makes me feel like it's actually not a troll.
It's got to be a troll. Who has 2.5 million, Cray? Let's be real.
A millionaire who loves your content.
Yeah, I don't think they would send a message this. If they're a millionaire, they'd be more protective. They'd be like, we've got to arrange a meeting on call. They wouldn't have it written
throwaway.
Down.
It's a throwaway.
Yeah, it is.
It's all throwaways. And you would have had to reply with, send over half of the money first, baby. You know, stuff like that. You know, you send half first, he sends half of the money, then he gets the other half, you know?
we have often a thing where people try to diagnose us on stream, right, Craig? Mm. Like anything slightly wrong, they're like, you've got to be taking more of this tablets, do this, eat this, yes. eat less of that, sleep more. Like you get instantly diagnosed for everything that happens. So I found this message in 2016 where this person messaged me saying, I noticed that you had a persistent cough. How long have you had it for? Have you had any testing of it? And kept asking these questions about medical history. Can I know more? And I was like, I responded to this. This is back when I responded to things a bit more. It's like, thanks for the concern. I've been to a doctor and it's getting better. And this person is... Oh, I don't know if it is getting better though. I think you should message me with because it could be something fierce and more than you have. And they rambled on forever about.
What do you mean by what did they ramble on about?
Oh, the world being a bad place, and that they don't have Pokemon Go. But they also said
what?
I should. That's kind that the person, messaged.
Is that caring, though? Is that, I don't know, that's more creepy. Nah, and the switching from conversations to caring about your medication and health to, I don't have Pokemon Go.
Do you get signed up to websites on your account?
All the time,
You get signed up to?
Oh, just, little ones here and there. Like, I got signed up to some random Minecraft server website, they just used my email, but they didn't buy anything because obviously they don't know my info and stuff like that. Oh. And that was actually 2 weeks ago, Fruity. I got signed up to some Minecraft. I was like, what is this?
I got signed up to the Trump emails, and that Trump thing sends you an email two, three emails a day.
Join the rallies.
Yeah, it was we need you. Why haven't you responded to us? It was your dad needs you. It was really weird, these emails that their PR company sent.
Dad needs you?
Something like that. Yeah, they're trying to make it really clickbaity in the emails that they send. Someone signed me up for farmers, like a wife. Are you looking for a farmer man?
Hubby.
Yeah. And I kept getting emails in that. And maybe I should.
Must be lonely being a farmer. So it's hey, you got to use the internet for what it was made for.
True
Finding
Booty
love.
Call sent me
True
an email.
Booty Call? What is this? What is this website? I've suddenly perked up.
I thought Baz would have the creepiest emails.
I would think that, but then he doesn't he doesn't stream or do YouTube enough.
Yeah, but I think it actually, I was getting more creepy emails when I was smaller too.
Right, because people think that you will actually respond and stuff. You're probably right. I kind of know what you mean, actually. I kind of know what you mean.
Because now they see me, I'm doing it. These brand deals and stuff, that it's just okay. Never mind, she doesn't have time for this. But when you...
Baz is a good-looking dude and he's successful too, mm-hmm. So...
That's why I'm surprised you don't have emails.
To be honest, I don't check my emails. If we're talking about DMs, that's a little different. I get maybe two women a day messaging me about something. I have this one that they send me a message, and when I don't respond to it, they delete that message, and they send me a message every day. They delete that message and resend another one to make it look like they haven't sent me a message because they think that I'm missing it. I know you're there. I see your messages. I just don't want to talk to you because you're weird and you creep me out.
Dude, I have that same person, but on
is it Kayla?
No, not the same person, but it's on Twitter where someone...
Oh, God, sorry, Kayla. Doxed your name, sorry about that.
Yeah, didn't you say Kayla's not a real name, too? And I'm just...
Yeah, and I said, who the fuck is named Kayla?
So, is there anyone named Kayla who's listening to this podcast? Could you just write us a little message there? Just
not
so
possible.
We can know that. You don't think that exists? That
no one's called Kayla. Nah.
That's just the typical
Mikayla,
fake
yes.
name.
Mikayla, but Mikayla, not... Yeah. Not Kayla. Kayla doesn't. No, no, no.
I got this email in 2017. It was on my birthday, actually. They said, the best happy birthday ever. Dear Lizafruit, I want to help people. I always want to help people. But at the same time, I want to get something back for it in return.
Oh, God. Okay.
My offer for you is the following $50,000 to have sex with you. You are a pretty lady, so you deserve the big numbers.
Oh my God.
So I noticed that some of your goals are to raise 15K for charity in one stream. This was quite a while ago. And so wouldn't 50K allow you to have those dreams come true?
Oh, baiting with the charity offer. Wow.
Oh my God, this is great.
Did you take it?
No, I didn't take it, Cray. It's assumed that I didn't take it.
Well, I just thought $50,000 is $50,000.
Particularly for charity. Does that make me a worse person?
I think you don't care about charity. That's what I'm starting to figure out more and more about Loser Fruit, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm starting to figure out about Loser Fruit.
I used to get a lot of feet requests.
Have you ever taken a photo of your feet?
And I've never sent a photo of my feet to anyone.
But have you taken a photo just to have a look?
What do you mean?
Be honest. Have you taken a photo of your feet to have a look at would look like in photo form, just in case maybe things go downhill, Fruity? You know, it's like it's time to do the feet pics, you know, whatever brings in the big bucks.
But wouldn't I just look at my feet? Why would I need to take a photo?
Fruity, I feel like you've taken a photo.
I haven't taken a photo.
I feel like you have. I'm starting to... You're stuttering all over the place.
Have you ever taken a picture of your cock to see if it would be good to send?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think every dude has, but I've never sent it. It doesn't look good on photo.
You've tried all the angles, have you?
Oh, I've tried every angle, you know.
Still doesn't look good?
I've got the golden dong, you know. I've got the aesthetic penis, but, you know, everyone knows that. I just can't get it to look aesthetic on photo. You know how some people look good on photos and some people look good in real life? You know, like how people are like different like that? It's the same with penises.
Mm.
I imagine the same with vaginas too.
So I got an email that said, so I was watching your video, I was watching your stream, and then you brought up the fact that someone asked you for feet pics. And now I kind of wonder how much the person is going to pay you for that. I mean, I don't see why you couldn't do it, especially since there are feet compilations of you on YouTube, unfortunately. which doesn't say unfortunately, I just say that. So just to clarify it, I would be interested too, but I don't know how much it would take to get you there. I would use them for private actuations only.
Actuations?
Actuations, yeah, they're very proper about this request.
What a creepy word to use. You know when people try to sound too fair? Like, oh my God, just say I would use it for private use.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I feel like abnormal requests with the word actuation is a bit too creepy.
And continue to say, I don't see a big problem there since you show them on stream pretty often.
You would never...
Oh, it was the early days, okay.
Oh, my God. Did you do it on purpose, Fruity? Be honest. Did you show your feet and little toes?
No, because I don't think feet are attractive. Hey? If you're into it, you will be whatever into whatever you are into.
Yeah, suck all the toes you want to.
Sure. But please leave me and my feet out of it. I need them to walk and to dance and stuff, so please.
They were born for dancing, not sucking. Has Marcus ever kissed your toe?
I don't.
Marcus into the toes, he's into the feet. It's all right if he is, you know. No, it's like, live your life, Marcus,
he's
you know.
Not into it.
No. We confirmed it here today.
Okay, I feel like this is all just to set me up.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a meme about you, Fruity.
Can't we just get you having the golden dong as the meme? Can't we just focus on that meme?
The golden penis. It's the unattainable penis when you really think about it, Fruity, because, I mean, nobody slept with me, so it's like... You know, it is unattainable. And, you know, I'm career focused. I'm a family man, but, you know, it's like, who am I going to start my...
You can only say you're a family man if you have a family.
No, you get family values and you're family minded. You see, like, you don't do one night stands.
Like, you would like a family. Is that all that means? Okay.
Yeah. Or like, you know, you're good to your mum. You know, have family values. You know, you have values that warrant family life.
Yeah, how many kids?
If I could have the biggest family I want, I would have three of my own kids and two adopted. That would be my dream. So five total kids, two adopted, three of my own.
That
would be my dream. But only if I was very rich, then I would do that, you know. But
Would you do the three of your own kids first or the adopted kids first? Or like mix?
Three of my own first, probably. Or maybe two of my own, then an adopted kid. Mm. And then, you know,
that's a huge family. How many boys, how many girls? How many do you require? Don't care.
Do not care. Do not care at all.
You're saying that you don't need a son?
I don't need a son. No. I'm not even kidding. I do not care if I have all girls. I don't care.
But who are you going to teach to play catch? Girls can't play catch.
Oh, my God.
I think you should behead your wife if...
Oh, my God.
If the firstborn's not a son.
Boo. Down with the patriarchy. Boo. And Fruity's the head of it.
Oh, yeah. Marriage, very important.
Oh, very important.
You are amazing. I want to know you, be with you, and to marry you. Aw.
Okay.
I want to play Overwatch with you every day, make you tea every day, and spoil you. Aw.
Aw.
They said, P.S. This is not a prank or a dare. This email is true.
Aw. What?
Aw.
That's so incredibly creepy.
What?
Pardon me? What were you going to say?
I said wholesome.
Wholesome.
It's just, it seems like a kid writing this, right?
You'd be surprised.
You think?
You'd be very surprised.
No
You'd
way would it. Oh, God.
You would be surprised, Fruity, at how weird grown men can be.
Or women. You don't know who it is, really.
True, true.
There's a lot of creeps out there, but also a lot of, I don't know, people who, like, try to, they think they know you a bit more than they do. Sending messages, and that's like something I've seen a lot on Twitter lately is a lot of the girls in US saying that they're creeped out by the stalkers. And I've seen some like really dramatic tweets about their stalkers. Like, I haven't gotten a stalker, I don't have any. This is the closest stuff this is the creepiest stuff I could get. And it's all funny and creepy and that. But dude, there's some big creeps out there, and apparently the ladies can't do anything about it.
There's no legal precedent that they can take because it's all online or something like that, I read.
Really? You know,
it's like really bad, and nobody takes it serious if you go to the police about stalkers or weird messages or like somebody knowing where you live. They won't do anything about it. They don't even care.
This creeps me out.
Oh, it's so incredibly freaky and scary.
Because I feel like that's what's going to happen. Someone's going to be the example, the number.
I hate that we don't do anything until it's too late. I hate that. I hate that. As people, we always do that. We always wait and wait and wait and wait until something terrible to happen, you know?
Yeah, I've been seeing it around. It's just creeping me out. I just wish I could do something.
Or
they could do something. Or law could be in place.
Laws need to be in place. I think that's the main thing.
I've only had one weird instance before where I actually felt kind of threatened.
Do you want to talk about it?
I might briefly mention it, but just change names, dates, whatever.
Of course. Change all of those things. Yeah.
Years and years ago. I kept getting emails by this one person. They were quite odd emails. They were quite, I guess, it doesn't matter what they said really, but... It was very odd, and they would, oftentimes these people are in relationships while they're emailing you, and that's super, so this person, I think, was in a relationship, Jez. They kept emailing me throughout the years, and I'd respond, I think, to a few, but then I'd stop responding. I was like, no, thank you, please, you know. And then this one time, there was this person who was just, it was very intense looking at me at an event. They came up to me to say hi, and they were very intense looking, and I felt hugely threatened. Like, I've met a lot of people that I've, you know, I don't know, if you come up to me at an event, I'll be kind to you, I'll smile, I'll ask you your name and stuff like that, and it'll be good. But this one was felt different to me. This one was just it was really intense. Luckily I was surrounded by friends and that like that, but after that I had to go. It was that kind of intense. And I received the email from that person later that day, and I didn't realize that it was them who had been sending these emails for years. It was them. And from then I was like, I was so lucky nothing more happened there. Not that anything would have happened, not the person particularly ever threatened harm or anything like that, but you never know.
That is still so insanely creepy, Fruity.
Who has followed you for a while. That's not... Oh, I wouldn't wish that on anyone. I felt so jittery for the next day.
No, I'd be so scared.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, that's the thing. I don't have, yeah, that's probably like one of the more tame experiences I've heard was my own experience.
Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah, but I had to just get out of there. Dude, I don't know. No one's really creepy. You have sometimes people, you know, have some BO when you meet them, and sometimes people want a hug and you're just kind of like, oh, I know, I don't really feel like a hug. But, yeah. Oh, how's meeting up people going to be different from COVID?
Like, do you think events? It will be different at events?
Well, will you be more reluctant to shake hands with people? Would you be more reluctant to say, hey?
I think I've more learnt about just hygiene with COVID, if I'm being honest. Like, it's no surprise that after all these conventions, everyone goes home and gets sick. You know what I mean? Like, everyone just goes home and gets so sick. Have you noticed that?
Oh,
and
it's true. Because I've never gotten sick from a convention, so I never understood.
I've gotten sick every single time, Fruity. I get a bit of a flu afterwards. Maybe it's because with my mustache, I'm shaking hands and then touching my face. Something like that. But yeah, and then I'll check Twitter and every second person's like, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick. I'm like, damn. But yeah, I think that's what I've learned. Even in my area, it's a lot smaller than others. And you know, in New South Wales, not all gyms are closed. But even then, I've learned to like wash my hands when I get in the car. I have hand sanitizer. I put hand sanitizer on after and before I get out of my car and stuff like that. So it's like learning about that stuff has been really, really good.
We're going to be way more efficient at it next time. We'll have like a belt with a soap, like a quick soap.
100%. 100%. Definitely.
I don't know. If someone asks you for a hug, you give?
I'm not a hugger, so I usually say no for the most part anyway.
Ah, really?
Yeah, I'm not the biggest hugger. I'm a hugger at parties when I'm drunk. But if you don't catch me drunk, I'll only hug you if I think you're a really good friend.
Yeah, no, it is kind of weird to hug Cray. It doesn't feel right. I think I've only done it once, but I remember never wanting to do it again.
Yeah, I'm not a hugger. I don't like hugging. For as extroverted as I am, I do. Have you seen the Rick and Morty episode? Like, this is my personal space. It's like, unless I'm dating you and we're in love and all of that kind of stuff, like, don't touch me. Like, I don't want to be touched by people. You know, I don't like it. It's not for me.
Do you get touched by a lot of people when you're out? Because I know in gaming events, girls, I know I often get like the hand around the waist type thing. And just you have to kind of like, you kind of have to reposition, move a bit. But what do you, feel like you're someone who gives off an energy that you like to be touched. Well, that people would like to touch you. I don't know.
Yeah, people are like very friendly. Grabby with me. Because I think they think that I'm very extroverted. Again, I'd like to think that I'm a friendly guy, you know, like I'm friendly. But yeah, so a lot of people hug me. I just don't really like it. A handshake, just a manly, straight on handshake is good for me. And I like a hug from maybe people who I really know, but even then, it's like, you got to catch me at the right moment, you know? That's how I feel about hugs at events and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fair. At events, I'm going to be way more prepared to step in for people.
Step in for people?
Yeah, just to see. Oh, because I just didn't realize, until this year, didn't realize how creepy some people were.
Really? I've never really thought about how creepy people are at events, yeah.
Because I just accepted it. I was like, oh, okay, this is just the dude that puts his hand around your waist. And it's like,
I will never understand that, ever, Fruity, ever. I do not understand men who touch women's waist. I think that's straight up saying, if I touched a woman's waist, you know, I am saying to that woman, like, I want your hand in marriage, you know? It's like, I don't want to touch a woman's waist.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's something that I'm sure any girl who's listening here, we've just kind of accepted, or that is kind of a norm for something. Ugh. That we have events. And I'm just like, that's not a norm. That's not odd.
Yeah, like, don't touch me.
That we have to sidestep it, and that we have to be in that awkward spot.
No, fuck that.
You want to hear a funny email?
Yeah, hit me with something funny.
All right. So it says to my friend Fruity.
To my buddy, to my pal.
I really like you as a person who have a pussy that can't be forgotten.
Oh, my God. It changed up quick.
One day my dick will reach his coals and put my sperms inside you. My English is bad because last night have sex with old women. Even my dick starts shrinking.
Oh, my God.
But don't worry about it. It will recover when he see you naked. Please send me nuds.
Please send me nuds.
There was another one that said, can you send me nudes of your pussy and boobs? P.S. Don't tell Marcus.
Please don't tell Marcus.
I love that he added that in.
Like, I love that as so
if
much.
If I didn't see that, I'd be like immediately telling Marcus.
I love that they put that in.
These are my emails. Here's some insight to what it's like to be on the internet. Because let's be real, this ain't just because I'm a content person. This is just being a lady on the internet. Yeah.
I'm not. I don't know if you've noticed this, Fruity, but I think I have like kind of a... I think you once said that I'm flirtatious. I have a flirtatious personality, but I definitely don't have a flirtatious personality physically. And when it comes to me being flirtatious, I would say I'm more just like, I just like cracking jokes. I like being playful, but I don't understand touching a woman's waist. I don't understand a hug. Like, I don't, it's just not for me, you know? Yeah. If anything, I think I'd, yeah. I mean, I've been... I wouldn't want to say inappropriately touched at parties and things like that, but I've had my ass pinched and stuff like that when we've been out. I've had some women, you know, like touch me in ways that I didn't really like and didn't really think was the best, you know. But yeah, I'm not going to name where and who because they fucking might figure out who it was. but, you know, but yeah, like that has definitely happened to me and I don't like it. I don't like it.
I'm glad lots of stuff came out.
Yeah, a lot did come out about some streamers and YouTubers, which was really good.
It's more got me questioning about the things that happened around me. And although I have not been able to put... Yeah, yeah. Although I haven't been able to put anything in practice because I haven't been to any events. But made me question about a lot about the culture of going out.
It's good to question those things about what you think was acceptable and what is acceptable. Those two things are very different. And if people don't voice their opinions on what is right and what is wrong, then we just stay the same way forever and history will just repeat itself. So
that's true.
If you see something at an event you don't like, I say speak up.
Yeah, I think I know, didn't you? Yeah.
People like us who are in positions of power, we should feel as if we do have that strength behind us. Like, I know for a fact if I saw a dude inappropriately touching a girl at a party because of my influence, if I did speak up, like, I could actually make a change.
I think so.
Yeah, I think definitely. Unless it was somebody who was more popular than me or had more influence than me, you know, then I'm fucking screwed. But
really?
Even
I don't
think so. Yeah, I think people would still kind of defend me. I think people, I would hope that the internet trust some of my opinions on that kind of stuff. And if I said I saw someone doing something that was inappropriate, I would hope that the internet would kind of trust me a bit. You know what I mean? Yeah. No. See, I fear of just having my, you know, say I did see something like a dude inappropriately touch a girl and say the dude was like popular because we go to a lot of streamers and YouTuber parties. I'd be worried about his community turning on me and, you know, like me getting absolutely fucked on, but then...
Doesn't really matter though, does it?
You got to stand up for what's right.
So that's some of my emails that I've gotten. People listening.
Yeah. Yeah, they're weird.
Story time. There's some weird ones, funny ones.
They're very fucking weird.
I hope
weird.
If you sent them that this was not you. Don't worry,
and if it was you're freaky.
Please don't send me more.
Or else we'll put you on the video.
I remember the one... That was like, I will leak the ClickHouse address.
Oh, God.
Unless you send nudes of everyone. Oh. I think it was nudes of everyone, nudes of me. I couldn't find the email, but I remember
that. Didn't they send it to everyone as well?
Yes, they did. Yeah. They did.
They sent it to everyone.
Oh, it's a shame that Baz buckle.
I can't believe he buckled.
All right. This is the shortest podcast we've ever done.
Yeah, it's the shortest one, but I tell you what, it's also the creepiest, and I think that's actually good that it's the shortest.
Yeah, know? Yeah. I thought it would be more funny than creepy, but now you're
reacting. Yeah, when you start speaking about it, it's like, ugh, like I don't want to really go into the details of how, like, creepy and weird people are on the internet. It even makes me feel uncomfortable when I'm a dude, you know? It's like, I don't want to talk about stalkers, you know? It's like, oh, my God. It just makes me feel weirded.
Yeah,
weirded out.
No, we can make the next one lighthearted. Well, the next one's D&D anyway, so it'll be hella lighthearted.
Yes, Dungeons & Dragons.
Which is
subscribe
good.
Subscribe for it. It's great.
You know, let's just be a Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
I would do it. I would do it. I love Dungeons & Dragons.
Screw talking about real life things. It's almost too real. And the amount of things we have to, like, bleep out in a way so people won't make connections.
Oh, yeah.
My heart's
even
racing to see, like, if someone from the story before, if they made the connection to that. Because people do. People assume that they're being talked about all the time, even when they're not being.
Yeah, people are weird with that as well. That's a creepy thing, is how people always think that, you know, if they were to, like, listen to our podcast, they think it's about them or something like that. Yeah, that stuff's weird. Mm. You know, just because we say YouTubers and streamers, it's like, then you see Baz and he's like, are they talking about me? Like, did I touch that girl on the waist? I don't think I did.
No, normally it's best not to assume who we're talking about because you're normally wrong.
You're always wrong.
Yeah, you're always wrong.
But yeah, that's not really lighthearted.
Yeah.
Skibbity-bop. We're out.
Give him some inspiration. What?
Don't let your dreams just be dreams. Achieve what you've always wanted to achieve in life. If I can do it, you can do it too.
Sometimes you might wake up and you're feeling like shit, but that's okay.
Keep on hashtag grinding.
You can go to sleep and maybe tomorrow will be a better day.
That's what I got to do. I got to go to sleep after this.
Oh, well, yeah, no. This is like an 8 p.m. podcast. Cray's been talking all day.
I got to take a break tomorrow.
Let us know if this is the worst podcast we've ever done. Thank you. Also,
thank
we're
you,
close
everyone.
To 100K subs. Get us there, please.
Oh, that I want the 100K plaque. Then I've got 5 plaques.
Well, you don't need 5 plaques.
And then if I get another one on my Cray channel, then I got 6.
Your Cray channel's not on 100K?
It would if I uploaded.
Oh.
Goodbye, my friends.
Bye.
Always be all in.
All in.